Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? It's pretty good here in Las Vegas. The sun is shining, but we got a little breeze going on, and we're expected to have some rain later on today. So that's what we're looking forward to. It's trying to be winter time in Las Vegas. But it's spring. It's springtime in Las Vegas, so we're going to bypass all of the bad weather. We may get some cold weather, and we may get some rain, but it ain't going to last long. It's going to be sunshine in Las Vegas as expected. All right. Well, Papa D, let's talk about sports. Yes.
Hey, what's up, G Money?
What's up, man? We didn't do sports at all this week, did we? Did we do it on Tuesday?
Yeah, we talked about the last weekend's games.
Okay.
The AAF, so and now we can talk about the upcoming games this weekend, week six.
Right. Week six, that's right. This Saturday and Sunday is week six in the AAF Football League. Okay, so who's playing on Saturday and... So go ahead and tell us what the schedule is like for this weekend.
Okay. Well, Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific time, it's the Memphis Express playing the Salt Lake Stallions, and they're playing in Salt Lake. Memphis is currently in a tie for last with Salt Lake, so this is a battle of the last place.
The last place teams. Okay. Yeah, we won't even ask them their records. I think they're 1-4 or something like that. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
They're both 1-4.
They're both 1-4. So we don't even want to talk about them. Okay. What about the second game on Saturday?
Okay. And at 5 p.m., it's the Arizona Hotshots playing the Orlando Apollos in Orlando. So Orlando's in first place at 5-0. And Arizona is in a tie for third at 2-3. And they're playing in Orlando, so the good chance that Orlando's going to win.
Yeah, so we can expect Orlando to be 6-0 at the end of Saturday night's game. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Okay, what about Sunday?
So Sunday's game is San Antonio Commanders playing the Atlanta Legends in Atlanta. Now, San Antonio's in a tie for second at 3-2, and Atlanta's in a tie for third at 2-3. So, you know, it could go either way, I think.
Yeah. And where are they playing at?
They're playing in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Okay. Well, since they're playing in Atlanta, but Atlanta's the underdog in this game, right?
Right.
So I'm going to say we're going to give the props to Atlanta because they're playing at home and they need to win to get their ratings up, to get their win-loss record up. So they've got to win. So let's bet on Atlanta to win at home this weekend. Okay. Sunday's night's game. Who's
so last
playing?
Game is the Birmingham Iron, and they are playing the San Diego Fleet in San Diego. Now, Birmingham is and San Diego, they're in a tie for second, three-way tie for second with San Antonio. So it could go either way.
Yeah, this could be an either-way game. But they're playing in San Diego, so let's hope San Diego comes to play because they're playing at home. So let's give San Diego a little shout to make sure that they win at home. We're going to make San Diego the favorites. All right. Good job. So that's it for sports. And this is week 6. That means after this week, there are 2 more weeks left, and then they go into the playoffs, and then they have the Super Bowl for these 18 seasons. So we'll see what happens after this week, next week, and the week after. Then we'll see what teams are going to be qualified to play in the playoffs. All right. So let's talk about the news. I want to talk about our president. He put in a petition to the Supreme Court to fight to get the money from the other departments to add to his money to build the wall. But I'm under the impression, and the word on the street is, that the senators aren't going to vote in favor of him getting his petition. They're voting for his petition to be denied. So that's the last word that we're hearing on the street, that the Senate is voting to downplay his petition. And the House of Representatives, the Hall of the Democrats, are voting that his petition is to be denied by the Supreme Court. So we'll have to see what's going on with that. Donald Trump is going to be really pissed off because he's not going to be able to build his wall, and he's not going to be able to stop the illegal passing or transportation of drugs and people coming into the United States. So, you know, people, we found out that the Border Patrol says the wall won't really make a difference because that ain't going to stop anything. But Donald Trump doesn't believe that. He believes that he builds the wall, it'll go in his favor, that he can stop all of the transients and all of the illegal people coming into the United States. And they can stop all the drugs and the gangbangers coming into the United States. But I think they need to put more money in Border Patrol and hire some more people to work the borders. And I think that will be the best way to stop all of the illegal stuff going on down there at the Mexican border. I don't think a wall is going to make a difference. So I'm hoping that Donald Trump doesn't get his wall, and that way he won't satisfy his campaign promise, and that means that people will be mad at him, and he won't get elected for president next year. 2020, Donald Trump will be gone. And we still have to wait and find out what's happening with the investigation about the Russian collusion about Donald Trump getting elected to be president. So they can't do anything to Donald Trump as long as he's president. But as soon as he's no longer president, I hope they take his ass to jail. He wanted to send Hillary Clinton to jail, so now he's going to jail. How about that one? All right. It's time for a commercial break. DJ Papa D, play a song, and then drop a PSA and a little spot and we'll be back in a minute.
And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, in my vacant apartments that I moved into, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And, you know, she got to the point where she was slowing down on smoking the crack. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. Because now I'm getting ready to get my own apartment and I got to pay bills. So I started concentrating on paying bills instead of smoking crack. And she was with me. She understood the situation. And so we lived together, and it was good. She cleaned the house. She washed my clothes. She cooked my food. It was good. We had sex at night. It was a good relationship. But I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her, and she was tripping. She was going through withdrawal, and she ended up moving out of my house. I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back, and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left. And I was like, wow, I can't believe that.
You know you want me.
for listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world. How you feeling today? Is it a good day for you? Because it's a great day for me. I'm having a good time. Yep, G-Money's in the building, and I'm having a good time today. Because I'm so happy to be in Las Vegas. This is the entertainment capital of the world. And I'm here, and I'm soaking it up. All the good props that I could get being right here in Las Vegas. So I'm enjoying the lights. I'm enjoying the bright sunlight. And it's all good. Well, anyway, while I'm talking, let me tell you the start of a story. You know, I moved into this house, and I was renting a room in the house. And I was going up and down the street to go to the... I'm talking on my radio show. Hello. If you had a phone, I could make you a special guest on my show.
I'm Gene. You know
I know Gene. Okay, Gene, well, call in and be a guest on my show so that I can talk to you instead of talking to you on my Bluetooth phone that I have here, because my phone is in my pocket, but I'm talking on my headphones.
Okay.
And that's bringing my show in.
All right.
So you got your phone ready? Okay.
No, I don't. Wait a minute. Go find it.
Okay. Well, I'm telling the story about when I was going down the street to the store, and I went into the store and I bought a couple of 24-ounce cans. And I found out that they had a park behind the store, and it was Lorenzi Park. So I went to the park, and I watched some people playing tennis. There were some kids taking tennis lessons. And I went and watched the tennis lessons being taken by these little kids. It reminded me of back when I was a young boy, and my mom and dad used to play tennis. And we'd go to the tennis courts at the park every day after we finished playing. After they got off home from work, we would go to the park and they would hit the tennis ball. And me being the oldest son, I would get out there and hit the ball with my mom and dad also. So I got to be pretty good. In fact, I played on the tennis team at the park when I was 10, 11, and 12 years old. So sitting in the park watching these kids take tennis lessons just took me back, way back to when I remember when I was playing tennis. And in fact, when I was teaching school in Compton, I had Venus and Serena Williams, the professional female tennis players. They were playing at the park. Well, they were in my classroom. I was their teacher. But as they got older, they were playing tennis in the park in Compton. And their father would take them to the park, and he would teach them how to play tennis. So I was really familiar with them. In fact, their dad asked me if I wanted to go on the road with them and be their teacher while they're traveling around playing tennis. And I was like, no, I can't do that, because I have my class to take care of. And I'm the coach at the school. I coach boys football, I coach girls basketball, and I coach boys baseball. So I was coaching all year round. I didn't have time to go traveling with any famous girls, you know, even though they weren't famous at the time. They were just getting their stuff together. But anyway, let me take a break for a minute. DJ Papa D, can you play a commercial break for us real quick?
Very good.
Went to Long Beach to the Mardi Gras, and I wanted to dance Mel Exotic there, and I wanted them to hire me. But they said I had to have a couple of people. I had to come in with two or more dancers before they would hire me. They wouldn't hire me by myself as a dancer. I had to have a team. So at the time, I had teams, but I didn't have phone numbers or all these guys. So I went in, and they told me I couldn't dance. So they had a dancing contest, and I went in with a white girl. This girl had soul. Oh, she could dance her butt off. And one time we got in a dance contest, and I stripped. I broke it down. I took everything off until I had a G-string left, and I had a gold rope chain around my waist, and that was it. And the girls loved the show. They were excited. They came and they kissed and hugged me. In fact, a few of them gave me some tips while I was dancing. But afterwards, the managers of the bar and grill told me they didn't want any male exotic dancers unless I had a group. And that was what happened at the Monte Club. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show. G-Money, you are on the air.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, in Las Vegas and all around the world, I was telling you the story of when I first went to the park after I went to the store and got two 20-ounce cans of beer, and I was sitting watching the tennis lessons being given at the park. And it took me back to when I was a kid, and I used to go to the park and play tennis with my mom and my dad when I was about 10 or 11 or 12 years old. And so I sat up there, and I drank my beer, and I watched these kids play tennis. And afterwards, I got tired of watching them play tennis. So I walked over to the park, and the park had a man-made pond. That's right. It was a pond. And the kids, 10 little boys, and all of them had fishing poles, and they were trying to bait their hooks. They didn't know how to put the worms on the hook. So they were having all kind of problems, and I was watching them. I was drinking my beer, and I was watching them, and they were having problems baiting their hooks. So I went down and said, "Can I help you guys?" And they were like, "Yeah, we can't put the worm on the hook." And I said, "All you got to do is just stick the hook in the worm, and pushed the worm around the hook. And they were like, oh, doesn't that hurt the worm? And I said, I don't know. The worm never told me that he had pain. So I don't know if it hurts the worm. He hasn't talked to me and said, ow. So I don't know. But I know that you got to put it on the hook in order to fish with the worm. So I taught them how to do that. And they put all the worms on their hooks, and then they threw their hooks in the water. And some of them were catching fish, but they were little fish. They were like 2 or 3 inches long. And I told them, oh, we got to take these fish off, and you got to throw them back. And they're like, why do we have to throw them back? We want to eat them. And I said, no, these fish are too little. You need to catch at least a fish that's a foot long. It got to be at least 12 inches long for you to take it out of the park, because they have what they call a catch and release program where the fish have to be at least a foot long for you to keep it. If it's not a foot long, you got to throw it back, and then you can catch it when it gets to be a bigger fish. And they were like, what? And I said, yes, that's the rule. So we can just take the fish off and throw it back in the water. So they took the fish off and they threw it in the water. A couple of boys didn't know how to take the fish off. And I said, just grab the fish, squeeze him, and pull his hook out of his mouth. And they were like, oh, well, that's going to hurt the fish. And I said, no, because if you pull the hook out and you throw the fish back in, he's going to be happy that he's not getting eaten for dinner tonight. And they said, wow. And I said, but you're fishing. You're trying to catch them so that you can take them home and cook them, because they're going to get eaten anyway. And the kids were like, wow, that's really interesting. And I said, yeah, that's what you call being a something. And a couple of the kids caught small fish again. And I had to go up and take the hook out of his mouth and throw the fish back in. And then we had to put another worm on the hook and throw it in the water. And some kids were catching big 12-inch fish, and they were catching the legal size so they could take it home. And I said, hey, you can keep that one. That's a good fish. And they were like, oh, goody. And I said, you got something to put it in? And they said, well, I got this box. And I said, well, I guess the box is okay, but you should have a tackle box where you can put ice in the box and then put the fish on top of the ice. And then you could carry the box home and you can take the fish out and put it in the refrigerator and get ready to cook it. And they were like, oh, wow, fishing is hard. And I said, it's not hard. You just have to be prepared to do what you do. So they were like, okay. So I sat up there and I watched the kids throw the poles in the water, throw their hook in the water. And they were catching fish, and some of them had to throw the fish back. And some of them got to keep the fish that they were throwing in and that they were catching. And I was like, I was really happy for them. So I sat and watched them fish, because that's what it's called. They're fishing. They're trying to catch fish to eat. And it was about 8 little boys. They were like 10 to 12 years old, and they were fishing. And I sat up there and remembered when my daddy used to take me out on the boat, and we used to go deep sea fishing. And my daddy would catch all of these real big fish. And I caught a couple of big fish myself, you know. I mean, big fish, like 6 or 7 feet long big fish. That's what I'm talking about. So that took me back to when I first learned to fish. I used to be like those little boys. I used to be excited about catching fish. So I was really excited watching these little boys fish again. And that really made me happy. I was really happy to watch these kids fish. And that took me back to when I was going fishing with my daddy. I was so happy to watch these little boys fish, and I was really happy to be able to help them learn how to bait the hook, to put the worm on the hook, and I was happy to be able to teach them to pull the fish off and throw it back in if it was too little, and I was happy to help them take the hook off the fish's mouth and put it in the box on the fish that they were keeping. So they were learning all kind of lessons about fishing that day. And it was really good. We had a good time. And I drank my beers, and I sat back and watched those kids fish, and it was a great time. I was really happy because when they left, they were happy, and they were smiling. And they caught about 20 fish. So the 8 of them really did really good fishing that day. And I guess they would come back again and fish on another day that would make it a really happy day to go watch them fish. And it was a good day. And I was happy to be out there at Lorenzi Park in Las Vegas where the kids were fishing. And I was drinking beer, and I was happy, and it was a good time. Yes, it was a good time. But that's the story that I have to tell you today. So I hope you enjoyed the story. And I think it's time for me to shut the radio show down. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day we dedicate to solving the homeless problem. So maybe we'll have some call-in guests. But anyway, I want to thank DJ Pop.
I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right, I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless, and I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I hope you're enjoying this afternoon's radio show. I'm excited about the story I told you about when I was drinking beers and watching kids play tennis, and I was watching kids going fishing. It took me back to when I was a young boy growing up in Los Angeles. And I used to go fishing and play tennis with my pops and my mother. That's how I grew up. We were a family, and we did family things together. And I had a good time. So I'm just reliving the opportunities that I had to share with the kids in Las Vegas. With me going around and going to the parks and watching kids play softball and watching the girls play softball and watching the boys play, the girls and boys play tennis and watching them fish in a man-made pond. Oh, it was nice. It took me back to when I was a young boy and I was growing up. Because that's how you grow up and you have fun when you're growing up. You have a good time. That's what these kids should be doing. Instead of out there gangbanging and doing drugs, they should be having fun. They should be playing jacks and jump rope and double dutch and all of the good stuff that kids play when they're out there having fun. So I'm telling everybody, if you got kids, make sure the kids are having fun. They're not sitting in the house playing on the computer all day, and they're not talking on social media to people they don't even know. I mean, come on. I know it's hard for the parents to regulate who your kids are talking to, and the kids feel like you're invading their privacy when you listen to who they're talking to. But you got to let the kids know that they got predators out there and people are looking to take advantage of the kids. So you got to be in control. You are the parent, so you got to be in control of the household situation. And you got to take care of your baby. All right. Well, it's time for me to end my radio show. Again, I hope you enjoyed the story and you enjoyed the music, because we always try to play good music on my radio show. And you got the information about the football games this weekend, so check it out. The games are getting into the last part of this season. I got 3 weeks left. So watch some of those games and check them out. Next year, they should have more teams playing in the league. So, all right. Thank you, Papa D, for your music and your engineering skills. And I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm out of here. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.